up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Just Jay the Podcast. I know my scenery looks a little different if you're watching the YouTube video, but I'm recording at work today because I've been super lazy this week and I used my last two off days as days to rot away in my bed and on my couch. I hope y'all had a great week. I hope y'all really liked last week's episode. I got a lot of love on it. If my hair looks a mess right now, listen, take what you can get, okay? But I hope everybody had a great week. I have a lot of cool things to talk about. Let's just get into it. I feel like the best episodes are when you just prop your phone up and your device to record and you just go. First, I want to say my prayers are with everybody in LA, everybody who has lost their homes, who has lost everything that they've ever had. I feel like there's just been a lot of things going on in the world and in the media lately and in society, and it's heavy. The world is so heavy right now. I think the LA fires, the snow in Georgia and Kentucky, like the world is going through it, and my heart goes out to everybody affected, everybody, all the inmates that have come from Mexico and that are in LA that have been helping with the fires. I think that is so dope. I think that Chris Brown had posted something and said that, you know, people who are fighting, the inmates who are fighting and helping to put out the LA fires really should be given or rewarded because of that. I feel like they're risking their lives. And there was one comment that was like, you know, inmates are criminals, they're not slaves. And I totally agree with that, because I think that I heard that the inmates who were partaking in the fires were not eligible to be firefighters after their release. I heard that that is going to be changed and they're actually going to allow that. I hope that that falls through. And I also seen a post how, you know, Mexico was sending over, you know, inmates to help in the fires as well. And I think that's super dope. I think that, you know, everybody kind of has come together and really been in support of each other. Social media has been crazy right now because there's been a lot of, I don't know if y'all have seen like Paris Hilton and everybody, you know, in LA that lost their homes. They've just been expressing it. Janae Aiko too. That's really the one that hit home for me because I love her music. Like, I love everything about her. So for her to be going through this, like, I feel so bad. And I just hate that this is what's going on in the world. There's been a lot of talk about how celebrities are not allowed to speak about the things that they lost. Or I've seen so many videos where it's like, I don't really care about your Malibu beach house going on fire. There are people that are actual civilians that actually need help and need support right now. I disagree. Well, I agree and I disagree. This is my thing. First of all, yes, celebrities are more often than not, you know, have more resources or, you know, have built the life that they've dreamed of for themselves, right? But I don't think that makes them any less human. I don't think that makes them less eligible to grieve the loss of their belongings and their lives. I don't think that that's a valid argument just because they are of higher status or of higher financial status, that because they have the means that they should just rebuild and move on and get over it and not be able to grieve and express their sadness in the things that they lost. I think, yo, Paris Hilton's comments were crazy. Like, there was nobody standing with her, supporting her in her grieving process. Like, they were just like, okay, well, you're a celebrity, you'll just build a new one. I don't think everybody understands the magnitude of the situation. It's easier said than done to just build a new house and build a new lifestyle. Especially when you're not the only motherfucker on the block or in the city or the town having to rebuild. Everybody is rebuilding right now. So I just feel like instead of pinning people against each other as celebrity versus civilian, we should all really just be coming together to support LA and get everybody back on track, you know? Like, I don't know. It's mind blowing to me because obviously I'm in New York, so I don't know what they're going through, but it's mind blowing to me seeing everybody on social media be like, damn, like, we really had to evacuate our homes. We really have lost everything. People's cars are burning up. Like, that's so horrible. And my heart really goes out to everybody affected in those fires. There was this, I don't know if y'all have seen this, but I'm super into like, whatever, but James Woods, he's a celebrity. I don't know who the man is, nor do I care, but he was on Instagram or on a platform or on the news or something you know, basically crying about how his he had lost his family and how, or not his family, he had lost his home and he was just going through it. And then there was this girl that had pulled up a tweet of his basically saying that he was definitely not in support of a ceasefire for Palestine. Like, and in his tweet, he said, no ceasefire, no something, blah, 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 hashtag kill them all. You see, it's very hard to feel bad for you when you're that kind of person. When you feel like hashtag kill them all is crazy. I'm sorry. And especially because they just came to like a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. That's crazy. So, and there was a lot of people on the internet bashing him because they were like, bro, I don't feel bad for you. Like, you don't care about real world situations. So how can we feel bad for you in this situation? And I felt that the type of celebrities that use their platforms to spread hateful things or not be in support of inclusivity and, you know, everybody, that's what I understand when people are saying fuck these celebrities and fuck their houses, because you ain't done nothing to be in support of the people beforehand. That I understand. But regular celebrities who ain't got no, who don't want no smoke and don't have no issue with nobody, I feel like they definitely still deserve to be treated as humans and definitely still deserve to be looked at as people who are going through something. There was also a man arrested for setting fires, like an arsonist who was setting fires in LA. I don't know how true that was, but I seen that too. And I was just like, that's crazy. That's horrible. That don't make no sense to me. Like, come on now. I seen this girl's video and she was like, it's hard not to politicize these events or climate change in general when things like that are going on. Like California defunding the firefighter departments to instead fund the police and then take these inmates and make them fight the fires. That's a lot. That's a lot to digest. And I agree with her. And first of all, climate change is totally a thing. And I feel like everybody that's not in LA right now or not in the states that it snowed when it never snows, you're not really taking climate change seriously. And I feel like for me, the day that I seen all my friends in Georgia talking about that it was snowing, my homegirl was out there visiting her mom for a week. And she was like, girl, it's snowing out here and these motherfuckers don't know how to do nothing. Everything is closed. Everybody's panicking. I'm like, girl, mind you, I was in New York and it was actually sunny that day. I was like, what is going on? Then I went on Instagram and I seen some lady who was in Kentucky, Louisville, Kentucky. And she was like, there's no reason that there's snowing around. She literally was like, I don't know if New York's weather happened to blow this way, but y'all can come get it. And I made a joke on Instagram and I was like, see, the weather machine is broken. Obviously this is going to be brought up, but I feel like the United States priorities not being in the correct places when we have real natural disasters like this going on, when we have people really losing their lives and losing their homes, and you're worried about a TikTok ban, babe. It just doesn't make sense to me. And like, for TikTok to be on the top of the list of things that we need to focus on right now when we have literal catastrophes going on, half the world is burning, half the world is frozen, I think that we really need to get our priorities straight. And I totally think that, and I think, and on TikTok, I feel like half the influencers are going through it because they're like, damn, this is how I made my livelihood. You got to understand, so many, TikTok's been around for a while. So I literally have followers on, or people that I follow on TikTok that I have been watching for years, that I've seen build lives for themselves, that I'm seeing become these influencers and actually, you know, create revenue and monopolize off of the content that they're putting out. I've watched so many TikTok influencers, quote unquote, build their lives. And half of them are losing their minds because they're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do after this? If they take this app away, this one sole app that has created or changed my life and made it something different, what am I going to do now? And then there are also other people who are like, I made it my mission not to make TikTok my life. Yes, I had created a wonderful following on here, but there are other platforms that y'all can find me. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like a toss up. And then there are also people who are like, well, that's if it happens, you know, let's just all be hopeful. Let's if it happens. And I seen today, originally it's supposed to go away. They're supposed to take it away January 19th, which is in like 4 days. Then I seen that a senator, they extended the ban so that we can discuss it in 270 more days. So basically, let's let these influencers who have created this lifestyle and created all this revenue ponder for another 270 days on whether their life is going to be completely changed and they're going to have to go back to the real world. I'm sorry, At this point, if you have to postpone it 270 days, let's postpone it entirely and let's really focus on what else we need to be focusing on in America. I don't understand. I don't know. I don't know if that's just not. And to me, it's just like, are y'all really sitting in an office discussing TikTok? Like, there's so much happening and there's so much about to happen with this, you know, transfer of power in the next presidency. We really have so many things to focus on, and like, I just feel like distracting us with TikTok and dangling our favorite pastime and our favorite app that has all of our favorite people on it, dangling it in our face and like basically being like, you never know, you might not have this anymore. Like, that's crazy. Girl, somebody's house just burned down in Los Angeles. Hello, like, thing. So I understand the panic that certain people are facing, where they're like, damn, Instagram is such a different platform. Facebook is a totally different platform. So for TikTok to be the one platform where we can all come on this app, talk our shit, introduce ourselves, express ourselves, talk about our failed relationship. Like, TikTok is the place that you can go, that you can vent, and you know that there's going to be people that hear you. You know what I mean? So like, for the one app that we have that makes us feel included, makes us feel seen by people all over the world, gets our ideas out there, makes us feel like we're actually making an impact on the world, for that to be almost ripped away from us, I can see both sides of the people that are panicking and the people that are like, you know what, I didn't make my whole life this app. And I commend the people that didn't make TikTok their entire life, because when you have the success that certain people have, let's really talk about it. Monet McMichael, Jalen Noble, those are influencers. I found Monet on TikTok and I have been watching her for years, and she's created this beautiful life for herself. Like Mama Carls, like, I have watched so many people on TikTok for years, and it's just like, I don't know, it's crazy for us to really be like, damn, we may not have this platform anymore. We may not have the ability to have this kind of community anymore, you know? And I think that it just sucks. It really just sucks. And I feel bad for everybody that has, you know, solely made this their life, because now, what do you do now? Like, the job market right now is shitty. Especially when you've been on TikTok for years making your money, like, who wants to go back to the transition of the real world? You know, like, there's so many things that have to be thought about. And I feel like, again, TikTok does not need to be on the top of our priority list as a country. It doesn't at all. And that's all I gotta say about it. I seen this post on Instagram where it was like, this woman was talking about how she started to create a life for herself the way she would a lover. And she said, she gave this example how she used to get out of the shower and like rush through her face routine and rush to put on lotion and rush to get ready. And then one of her partners was just like, what are you rushing for? What are you rushing to? And she was like, that put things into a whole different perspective for me, because I realized, what am I rushing for? Instead of giving myself only 20 minutes to get ready, why don't I give myself an hour and make it a moment, make it luxurious for me? I mean, I've been seeing like the TikTok girlies where it's like living my regular life and making it luxury. I have been living for that. Like, I really think that I've been adopting that into my real life, because I think that if you don't feel like you're living a life of luxury, nobody else is gonna think you're living a life of luxury. And I feel like just because I don't have all the money in the world, or, you know, I'm not, you know, I feel like when you think of luxury, you think of resources, an obscene amount of money, materialistic things, all of the above. And luxury can really be what you make it to be. You know what I mean? Like, my life is luxurious to me. I have a nice car. I have, you know, a nice family and friends that I come to. I have a job. I'm in the works of, you know, building something great with the podcast that I partake in that I'm on. I am a criminal justice major, so I have so many things that, like, I could say and do and want to do and aim to do in that area. So, like, my life is luxurious for me. It doesn't have to, my level of luxury for my life is not dependent on the things that I have or the places that I go or how much money I have. You know what I mean? It's dependent on how I feel as a woman. I feel like a luxurious woman. I feel like I like to hold myself to a different standard. And I feel like when she goes back to, say, creating the life that we want for ourselves the way we would a lover. And I was just telling my homegirl this, when I'm in a relationship, like, I completely lost myself as a person. Like, I don't know the balance of and this is something that I'm totally taking accountability for, and I totally am aware that I'm like this, but I don't know how to balance the being a girlfriend and taking care of your man and supporting your lover, but I don't know the balance between that and also taking care of myself. I have a very, very, very hard time with that in relationships. I think that I jump head first and I'm totally focused on the man and focused on what he needs and how to make his life better. And I've realized, like, if I would just give myself what I give to the men that I date, I would feel so much better. Now that I am single, I have absolutely been embodying that. Lately, I've been doing a lot more things that I know that I enjoy. A lot more things that I'm like, okay, I would have fun doing this. Let me take my time getting ready. Let me take my time. I'm about to go sit on a podcast and talk and say my experience and get my voice out there, something that I love to do. Let me take my time getting ready for it. Let me boss myself up. Let me put on some music. Get the lighting right. Make it a moment for me. And I'm realizing that lately I've been making a lot of moments for myself. And I live for that. I really do. And I think that when you pour into yourself more, it kind of makes you radiate or glow differently. Because I've been getting a lot of like, oh, you look happier. And I love that because I am happier and I feel different. And I feel like the new year has kind of pushed a lot of us who may not have had the best year in 2024 or who have just been feeling like our universe is stagnant. I feel like 2025 came in with a bang and came in with, okay, everybody that thought that their life wasn't going to get better, I'm going to push y'all and I'm going to let y'all know this is going to be the year. I have so many friends that have just been like, yo, 2025 has been so good so far. And I think not only for myself, but 2025 has been great for me because not only have I been given new opportunities and I've been given a different level of people being able to see my voice and see my face and hear my voice and understand my purpose in life. And like, I really totally feel like I'm living in my purpose right now because I'm doing everything that I love to do and I'm promoting myself and I'm promoting what I stand for and I'm expressing myself freely, which is something that I love. And I've been enjoying this me season that I'm in. And I think that in the beginning of the year, I kind of felt selfish for, because you guys know I talked about it on the last episode and the episode before that, where I was just like, I'm just not in the mood to engage or interact or do anything with other people. And I feel like I felt so bad for that because I was like, damn, why am I not in the mood for other things? And then I went to therapy and my therapist was like, girl, what, did you forget that you're still grieving your grandma? You're still, just because we're in a new year doesn't mean that everything that happened at the end of 2024 did not happen. It does not mean you're supposed to or you have to go into a new year with a clean slate when your heart may still be hurting from things that happened in 2024, you know? And I feel like sometimes I make myself believe that I am a machine and I have to turn off certain things. Like, okay, it's 2025. We're not going to think about that past relationship. We're not going to grieve how we were grieving in 2024. We're not going to, you know what I mean? But like, realistically, your body has to go through what it has to go through. So I have been giving myself grace. Oh my God, the last 2 days, my off days from work, I've been chilling. I worked on Being Black is Ghetto on Tuesday, but I was chilling like all day. And I've been very on top of my content for the podcast, for Just Jay, for Ajayla Reads. Like, I've been very on top of staying engaged with my profiles and making sure that, you know, my content is out and people see me and I'm just, you know what I mean? Like, I've been more in tune with my craft than I ever have before. But on the other hand of it, like yesterday, I was super proud of myself. I was on the phone with my friend actually. And I was like, yo, I'm so proud of myself because I literally allowed myself to sit in pajamas all day and do nothing, which is absolutely what I wanted to do. But I think that sometimes when I'm in bed, I make myself feel bad for being in bed and I make myself feel bad for the things that I'm not doing. But if the whole point of relaxing is to not make yourself feel bad for it, because when you make yourself feel bad for it, you're not really relaxing because you're focused on the things that you're not doing. So yesterday I totally turned my brain off, flipped that switch, and I was in my pajamas, in my robe all day watching podcasts, reading, journaling. Like, I was really tapped into me, and I've been journaling every morning since 2025 started. And I noticed a difference in myself between when I do it and when I don't, because there obviously have been a couple days that I missed. And I went back to my journal today and I was like, damn, I missed yesterday. But I'm like, okay, that's okay, because I gave myself grace yesterday and I wasn't doing nothing. You know what I mean? Like I really chilled. So the journaling has been a super important thing for me. And I've always been like a journaler, but I think 2024, I totally lost my way and lost connection with a lot of the things that I've been passionate about my whole life. And journaling was unfortunately one of them. But I'm glad now that I've started a consistent routine, because when I look back on the end of 2025, which is going to literally be here in 2 fucking months, because the world and the time is just moving, okay? So we'll be at the end of 2025 before we know it. But I wrote myself a letter. Like, you know how like the girls be like, oh, I'm gonna write myself a letter for the end of the year and then I'll read it and look back on it. I wrote myself a letter that I'm going to open and read at the end of 2025. And I absolutely know that the woman that is going to be reading that letter at the end of 2025 is going to be totally different from the woman sitting before you. Totally different than the woman you're listening to right now. But that's the point, because the woman sitting before you right now and the woman that you're listening to right now helped build her. That's another thing that I'm working on, giving myself grace and being grateful for every version of myself that I've either left behind or that I have tried to bring with me. But you know, she just got some tendencies and some qualities that we just can't bring into our new life or into our big girl body and our big girl life. But I'm grateful for myself for every step of the way. 19-year-old Jay was amazing. 20-year-old Jay was amazing. 21-year-old Jay was very impactful, and she was necessary for the Jay that's about to be 25. You know what I mean? So I am just, I've been doing a lot of reflecting and a lot of just giving myself grace and doing the things that I like to make myself feel luxurious, and like creating the life I would for a lover, because I'm a huge lover. Like I go out of my way and I do so much for the person that I'm with or the person that I am interested in. And I think that when, if I start to embody what I want in a partner for myself, it'll make it even better for when that partner comes along or when the person that I'm supposed to be with comes along. Because embodying what you want in a partner, oftentimes they often come, because you're embodying what you want. And you're embodying what you want because you are what you attract. So if I'm sitting before you and I'm engaging in negative habits and I'm not really taking myself seriously, I'm going to attract somebody that's doing the exact same thing. So in order for me to attract the best version of the person that I want to meet one day, I have to be the best version of me. So that's what I'm doing. I'm building her, and I'm having such a good time building her, because I'm realizing so much about her that it's changing or shifting or transforming into something better. So I'm totally in the midst of creating a life for myself and treating myself like the lover this time. I'm, and it's sad for me to say, because I'm almost disappointed in myself with how many times I put myself on the back burner, or how many times I allowed myself to just play the field and allow me to lose sight of myself. I'm super disappointed in myself about that. But at the end of the day, I'm not, because I had to learn that lesson so that it doesn't repeat itself. Another thing that I wanted to talk about, my Being Black is Ghetto episode has dropped, where I basically said that if you voted for an orange man, you may not be my friend, girl. And that, listen, one thing about me, and this is what they told me right before I had agreed to be a co-host, they told me that I have to have tough skin because the comments is going to be crazy. I was prepared. I'm sorry. I've been podcasting for a very long time, and I've gotten a lot of negative opinions and a lot of negative insight on what others portray or perceive my show to be. So when I tell you I was ready, girl, I was ready. I only had to stop myself from typing back "your mom" one time, which is amazing for me, because them comments was going dumb. I don't know if it was because I was talking about their some people's cult leader or what, but they were in an uproar. And I got on my Instagram and I said this, because I just feel like what we're not about to do is, I'm not about to go on this new platform and be a co-host and people are gonna just say whatever they want about me. Like, at the end of the day, whatever perspective I say on that show and my show, because 9 times out of 10, whatever I say on one, I'm gonna say on the other. what I wanted to clear up was my perspective is my perspective. It doesn't have to be understood or respected by anybody else. Like, it's my perspective. So if you didn't agree with it, you could have just kept going and scrolling on your Instagram, but you decided to leave a comment. I'm not reading them damn comments. If you think that I'm sitting there reading the comments, you're bugging. First of all, y'all are not watching the whole episode. Watch the whole episode before you get in the comment section and wanna talk, okay? That's number one. Number two, I never cared. There's nothing that somebody in the comments could say to me that would really make me be like, damn, I'm a horrible person. I'm brain dead. I'm brainwashed. I know nothing. Oh my God. When I went into podcasting 3 years ago, I knew there was going to be opinions and there was going to be a lot of people trying to project their perspective and their beliefs onto me. Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Unfortunately for us. So just to sum it up, like me saying that I'm not standing with anybody that supports what he supports, it's pretty straightforward. I'm no longer gonna ignore bigotry and the hatred that's spewed in other people's beliefs. I'm not, because realistically, like, I have LGBTQ community friends. I work with special needs children. Hello, everybody that I'm surrounded by, he does not like. So no, I'm not supporting nobody that spews that kind of hatred. And first and foremost, I'm a black woman, hello, who no longer has direct rights to her reproductive system. You literally hate the people that I love and want me to ignore that fact and sit and kumbaya with you and act like we still could be cool, we still could look past it, we could agree to disagree. No, bro. No, I'm no longer going to Applebee's and sharing a drink with somebody that I know hates everybody that I fuck with. All my friends are different. The entire community of people around me in my life are different. We embody so many different walks of life. I promote that religiously. So I'm not going to support nothing that goes against that. I'm sorry. And I'm not sorry. So be mad about it. Don't care, Karen, in the fucking comments. Like, please, what the hell? This is something that I said on too that I don't think people are mentally okay enough to grasp. I mean, if you think you care about freedom and don't care that it applies to everyone, you only care about privilege. I'm not arguing with people that don't understand that point. I'm not. Another point that I brought up on my story was, like, the root word of ignorance is to ignore. That's why we be calling people ignorant, because they're ignoring the blatant facts. They're ignoring the blatant truth. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sit here. And I low-key feel like a lot of people are just like, I don't see it. He's not directly talking to me, so maybe he don't mean my whole entire population or my whole entire community. Girl, no. What? Are you okay? So yeah, everything that I said about that man still stands. And if you thought you was going to come over here and bully me on my platform, oh, you really bugging. Sorry. I'm for the blacks and the gays and the Latinos and Latinas and the LGBTQs. I support it all. I love you all. You all are my people. Okay, and anybody going against y'all is going against me. And that's just blatantly how I feel. There, I'm just a co-host, girl. I'm just talking about whatever we're talking about. I am minding my black business the next 4 years, okay? So all of the comments about, oh, she's going to have a rough 4 years. Yeah, we are. We all are. And if you think you're not, you're crazy. Eggs are about to be $12 now since you think you're so fucking smart. Hello. I went to the courthouse the other day because I had to go to a status hearing for my cousin. My cousin was killed in 2016, gun violence, whatever. We're going to trial for it at this point. Well, trial is about to start. Well, trial starts at the end of this year. Long story short. We walk in out of the courtroom and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is sitting on the wall. Like, these beautiful pictures of them. And I immediately got sad and I was like, damn, they about to take my girl off the wall. It just made me feel so somber, because I'm like, damn, we don't even, like, it's really happening. Like, it's really happening. I am totally, like, I think the irony of Inauguration Day being on Martin Luther King Jr. Day is crazy. And if nobody else thinks that's monumental, I do. Going back to my courthouse situation, I feel like that's what the sad parts of justice are for me. Like, I obviously have gotten my degrees in criminal justice, so I'm super engaged and I'm super knowledgeable about that fact. Right? But then when it comes to situations like my cousin, right, and us having to go to court and go to trial to get justice for him, like, when the criminal justice system is knocking on your door, it kind of puts things into perspective, because it's like, damn, the criminal justice system could infect anybody. You know what I mean? Like, the fact, and it's crazy because I'm sitting in a courtroom and I'm just like, damn, I know exactly what they're talking about. I know who's who in here. You know what I mean? Like, it's heart-wrenching when it's like your own direct family members that you're learning from, you know, like learning through that experience has been super hard. And I think that it only resurfaces for me every couple months because obviously court takes forever. So we go back and forth every couple months and it's just like, damn, once I get back into that courtroom and I sit in there and I'm like, damn, this is what I'm going to school for. And it's literally happening right before my eyes because of my family members. You know what I mean? So that's just all of the things that have been happening in my life that have really had me confused. Inauguration being on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Well, that's not crazy to y'all. Why is that not crazy to y'all? I think that's so crazy. Not because Martin Luther King is one of my favorite people, but I think that's just so crazy. That, then seeing their pictures at the courthouse, knowing they're going to be taken down in like a week, heartbreaking. Then going to sit in the courtroom with, for my own family situations when like this is like the passion, the career path and everything that I love, heartbreaking. So I'm just like, there's just been a lot going on this week that has allowed me to just see things for what it is and see things differently and just, I'm trying to take it day by day and I'm trying to just enjoy my blessings and allow 2025 to be the year that it's supposed to be and allow myself to grow into the woman that I'm supposed to be and all of that. I think also another thing that I wanted to talk about was when you start to receive your blessings, then complain about it being a lot of work to maintain. Because I see that all the time. Like my friends will be like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. And then they get the opportunity to do it. And then it's like, that shit was too much work. That shit was too hard. Girl, I don't know. When you pray for things, I forget if my grandma told me this or if my aunt told me this. But either way, both of them are geniuses. I was always taught if you pray for something, you need to pray for the discipline to maintain it too. Because you can't get your biggest, greatest life blessing and not also understand that it's going to take some work to maintain that. It's going to take some work behind the scenes for you to upkeep that blessing that you received. Just because you received your blessing doesn't mean it's going to be easy. That's not how life or things work. I also think that's a common misconception. You pray and pray and pray thinking you're going to get all these blessings and the universe and God or whoever you believe in is going to perform a miracle in your life. But you ain't putting no hard work in behind the scenes to actually meet the universe and meet God halfway. Because that's number one, you got to meet them halfway. They're not doing all the work. It's give and take. You have to meet them halfway. And then another misconception is that when we get it, we're just going to be chilling. It's going to be peaceful and life's going to be great again. No. Once you receive that blessing, you have to maintain it. And I think that that's something that I've been going back and forth with in my mind too, because obviously I'm working and then I'm doing Just Jay and then I'm doing Being Black is Ghetto. And then I'm also trying to engage and do other things. And you know, my personal life is still a thing. So like there'll be times where I'm leaving recording for Black is Ghetto or ending my recording for Just Jay. And I'm like, damn, I'm tired. That was a lot. Like I had a lot of things to talk about and I didn't even know. But realistically, I prayed for this type of community. I prayed for these types of blessings and opportunities. To be on another show is like something that I never really even thought would happen, but it is a blessing that I've received. And I'm also going to buckle down and put in the work to maintain it. That's why yesterday I made sure I stayed home. I made sure I gave myself grace and I made sure I allowed myself to sit in my pajamas and do nothing. I believe that I am absolutely going to put in the work and do my big one when it comes time to start recording and get those cameras ready, and we're going to do that. Like everything I said I'm going to do, I'm going to do it also. But like, I mean, not also, but of course, but I'm also in the midst of realizing like, okay, I'm getting a lot of blessings at one time. How are we going to balance all this? Let's work on the balance part, because I don't want to fall short in no areas of my life because I'm overwhelmed by my blessings that I prayed for. So I say all that to say, if when you praying for your blessings and the things that you want to receive and the things that you want to do in this life, pray for the consistency and the discipline to maintain it. That's another thing I'm learning with my reading, my Bookstagram, Ajayla Reads, like that content has to keep coming. You know what I mean? Like I have to keep doing the content. I have to be active on there to grow my platform. Because again, the last platform I grew was really Just Jay, and it's grown and it's, you know, slowly progressing. But I'm starting all over from the beginning with my Bookstagram. So I have to remember the skills that I had put into Just Jay to create that momentum and create that that platform or that community. So I've been allowing myself to take a step back and look at my life and everything that's abruptly come into my life lately that I really, really love and that I'm really, really proud of myself for accepting the opportunities. But I'm also giving myself grace, and I'm also being much more organized and delegating my time more effectively. Like, I'm not about to put in all this work for Being Black is Ghetto and let Just Jay fall to the wayside. No, we're going to go up all together. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm going to put effort into that and give that 100%, I'm still going to give myself and the platform that I built for myself 100%. So I'm delegating my time more efficiently. I'm being more organized. If I decide I'm not going to sit on my phone for the next 4 hours, so whoever's going to contact me or email me or any of the above is going to have to wait until my 4 hour time limit of relaxation is up. I have been very strict on that. I have this thing where, like, I don't answer my phone first thing in the morning. I don't answer my phone until I can stretch my arms, have a cup of coffee, and journal, and actually wake up, splash some water on my face, and get myself together. That's when you receive a phone call from me. Because I feel like I'm one of those people where I wake up immediately and I pick up my phone and I'm like, oh, okay, gotta email this person, gotta call this person back. Let me get on right now. Girl, no, it's literally 8:30 in the morning. Calm down. Calm down. You'll hear back from me today. It might be after 11, okay? Like, I'm setting super strict boundaries, not only for other people to follow by, but for myself too. Like, my boundary is, girl, after 6 p.m., you don't answer that phone. You don't answer no emails. You don't answer nothing. You know what I mean? Like, we have to have boundaries to create a balance in our lives. And I think that I've been doing a really good job at it. And I've been enjoying the progress. I've been enjoying the outcome of it. 2025 has started off so well as far as just me journaling and getting my content out and starting my bookstagram. Starting my bookstagram was a big deal for me because it was just something that I've always wanted to do. And I created it January 1st, but I didn't start posting on it until like maybe a week and a half later. So it's just been something that has been on my mind that I know that I could do very well. And because I am an active reader, sometimes I do get overwhelmed because I'm like, damn, I have literally three Instagrams that I'm going back and forth between all day long, that I'm engaging with people on, that I'm trying to grow all day long. So it is overwhelming at times, but then I have to remind myself, girl, you prayed for this. You prayed for this. You manifested this. You wanted this busy life. You wanted to be booked and busy. And now you are. So now, let's get out our calendar, print a big one out. We're going to write it out. We're going to figure it out. We're going to schedule meetings how we're supposed to schedule meetings, and we are going to move accordingly. And I think the fact that my work schedule has been so lenient also allows me more time to really get into the swing of things. And I had a really good interview this afternoon, actually, which is why I'm super excited. But again, more opportunities, just me trying to put myself out there and just do something different and create a better lane for myself. And, you know, obviously more money, hey, we love that. But, you know, I'm just trying to really find my footing, and I think I'm getting a really, really good grasp on where I am in life and what I'm bringing to the table and how needed I am in certain environments, certain places, and certain opportunities. And I'm no longer sleeping on myself. To put it as simple as possible, I'm no longer sleeping on myself. And I absolutely love that, because the day that I woke up from that long, lengthy nap of me sleeping on myself, I was like, girl, you don't even know what you missed, you know? So that's really all I had on my cue cards. But I'm just excited for the rest of 2025. I am about to turn 25 in April. I have been talking about that with all of my friends. I was talking to my friend yesterday, and he was like, he's about to be 27. So he was just like, girl, like, your mind is, yeah. He was, honestly, what he told me, he was like, you are on such a good path. You have created such a nice field of motion for yourself that you are okay. Like, and I love talking to my friends because they big me up. They hype me up more than anybody. And I'm just happy. I really, really am. I'm happy that I'm back into therapy. I have another session scheduled for next Friday. I'm doing like a bi-weekly type of thing. My therapist was so happy to see me. Obviously, I talked to her about my grandma. And it's so funny because before I had walked into therapy, I was like, damn, when was the last time I'd been here? I checked my calendar. You're literally never gonna believe it. I checked my calendar. The last time I had gone to therapy before last week was October 11th, the day before my grandma got hit by a car. I walked in and I told her that, and she was like, "What?" Because mind you, she hasn't even known. Obviously, she didn't know that my grandma passed away, because the last day I went to see her was before she got hit by a car. So it was just like a full circle moment, and I literally cried about my grandma, and it felt so good, because there had been so many things I hadn't said about the entire transition of her no longer being here. And I was just crying and crying and crying, and it felt so good for me to get all of that out and for me to just really talk about how I felt. And I think one thing that my therapist said to me that day that really, really changed a lot for me — this is something that I knew, but something that I'm having a very fucking hard time grasping — I was telling her about a situation, and I was like, you know, well, I would have did things differently. I wouldn't have done that. I would have did this. And she looked at me and she said, you know, you're one of the good-hearted people that are naive enough to think that everybody's heart is like yours. That's what you would have done. You. Because you have a good heart and you like to move with intention and pure intentions. Not everybody's like that. So you got to let that thought go, because you're sitting on something and you're saying like, oh, I would have done things differently. That's why I'm upset. Don't be upset about that, because that person is not you. So yeah, you would have done things differently because you're a wholesome person. Not everybody's like that. So I really had to, and ever since she said that to me, I've been checking myself on the things that I get upset about. Because it's like, when you accept people for who they are and what they are and what they do and what they bring to the table, it makes life so much easier, because there's no more expectations. I'm not expecting myself from you, because you've already shown me who you are. Hey man, they don't pay me enough to do this. They really don't. They really don't. They really, really don't. But like I said, that's all I had on my conversation cards. So to close out the episode, all I'm going to say is I absolutely pray for everybody in LA that has been affected by the fires. I've been being very, very, very mindful with myself and with other people this year. And I think that 2025 has already started off great for a lot of people, and I feel like it's only going to keep getting better, and I hope that it does for you. I hope that you guys have a really great weekend, and I see you next week. Peace out.